in any language, amen? And the glorious thing is that we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we do not have to live without him, because he has promised that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And it is a wonderful blessing to be here in the Volusia County Baptist Church again tonight. And many of you were here last night. I'm amazed, Brother Reynolds, that many people remember to come on Wednesday night after having regular meetings on Thursday night. But they did. And many of you might have forgotten that. But one thing you'll not forget is Saturday at 6 o'clock, we'll have food from around the world. Amen. And well, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the service tomorrow night. And thank God for what God is doing in your midst. It is a great surprise to see Dr. Wallace. I talked to him on the phone today. He had said nothing in the world about being here tonight, okay? But here he is, and it's always a blessing to be with him. Years ago, I knew Brother Wallace when he was a teenager. And he was in a church near the Calvary Baptist Church in Harvey, Illinois, where we were ministering. And I got a phone call one day, and I was from him, and he said, "Now, Brother Sisk, you won't remember me, but I was in the church over there, and I've started a church down in Texas, and I'd like for you to come preach a mission conference." And that was about 30 years ago, and I think I have been in 29 of the 30 conferences that he has had. He told me years ago, he said, "Brother Sisk, we're going to have you every year till you get senile." And he said, now you won't remember, you won't know when you get senile, so I'll tell you, okay? So 4 or 5 years ago, Brother Reynolds, he didn't give me the date for the next year and so forth. So a couple of weeks later, I called him and I said, "Dr. Wallace, I've got a question I want to ask you." And a kind of serious question. He said, "Okay, fine, go ahead and do it." And I said, "Am I senile?" And he said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, you said you were going to have me every year till I got senile, and you didn't give me the schedule for next year." And he said, "Oh, I'm afraid I got senile before you did." Okay, he forgot. But it's a blessing to see him tonight and all of you. I really enjoyed the special tonight by Brittany. That was wonderful. And then the special by the Song family. And it's just good to see these missionaries that have been called of God to go to various lands around the world that are using whatever abilities and talents and so forth that God has given them. So thank you, Dr. Reynolds, for letting me come this year. I appreciate it so much, and for your gracious hospitality and so forth. Open your Bibles to the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 22. And you'll remember this story. It's a very, very familiar story. And I want to ask you to stand as I read God's word tonight. Genesis chapter 22. And I'll begin reading with verse 1. And you follow me in your Bible as I read. And as I read tonight, I want you to notice one statement that occurs 3 times. And you'll recognize that statement. "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him of. Then on the 3rd day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here at the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide him a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Dear Lord, we thank you for the wonderful story about the faith of a great man of God named Abraham. And I pray tonight that you would give each of us sitting in this congregation tonight the same attitude toward you that Abraham had toward you. Lord, I pray you'll speak to our hearts. I cannot help but believe that there are other young people, young married couples, even middle-aged couples tonight, that you may be speaking to them about a ministry that they have never surrendered to at this point. I cannot help but believe that with the preaching on missions and the emphasis on evangelizing the world, that you would not call people from a congregation of this nature to go to the uttermost parts of the world and preach the gospel to the unevangelized areas. And then, dear Lord, I pray that you'd speak to each of our hearts about that which you would have us to give on Sunday morning as we look forward to making our faith promise commitments for world evangelization. Lord, use your word tonight to speak to our hearts, and we'll praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. In verse 1 and verse 7 and verse 11, we hear Abraham using the words, Here am I. Here I am. Here am I. When God spoke to Moses from the burning bush, Moses uttered the same words, Here am I. Abraham knew God. Moses knew God. They knew the voice of God. And they knew when God was speaking to them. And thus, even before they knew what God was going to say, they said, Here am I. In Isaiah chapter 6, we hear Isaiah making the same word. After he had seen the thrice holy God high and lifted up, and he had had his sins cleansed, and then he heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And Isaiah said, Here am I. He did not know what God was going to say to him, but he said, Here am I. When they made the statement, Here I am, or Here am I, it simply means this: I am available to do whatever you want me to do. And Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., was credited with coining the phrase that the greatest ability in all of the world is availability. So as we look at the availability of Abraham tonight, I trust that each of us would really search our own hearts and ask ourselves the question, Am I available to God? You may say, well, I'm not very smart, and I'm not very handsome, I'm not very pretty, I'm not very this, I'm not very that. But all of those things make no difference whatsoever. The main thing that God is looking for tonight is simply for people who will say, Here am I. I'm available. I'm available. I am at your call. I am ready to do whatever you want me to do. So let's think about Abraham. Number one, he said, here am I. I'm ready to go wherever you want me to go. Here am I. I am ready to go wherever you want me to go. Now, obviously, most believers in the Lord Jesus Christ who call themselves born-again believers, even Baptist people, have not really said to God, here am I. I'm willing to go anywhere you want me to go. Now, he didn't say, I'm ready to go anywhere in Florida you want me to go. I'm ready to go anywhere in the United States of America that you want me to go. But Abraham is saying to God, here am I. I am ready and willing to go anywhere in the world that you want me to go. I think that God's people have kind of a low concept of God. The average person has the idea that if I said to God, I would go anywhere you want me to go, then God would send me somewhere that would make me miserable the rest of my life. But think about it. God is our Heavenly Father. And He knows where we would fit best. I'll never forget the testimony of the late Ron Bishop. For many, many years was the athletic director of Tennessee Temple University. Founded an organization called SCORE and went all over the world with sports teams and so forth, preaching the gospel. But Ron tells a story about getting saved when he was 16 years old. And soon after that, he went to a Christian camp, and they had some counselors from college, and one of them was a very beautiful young lady. And Ron said, I really got a crush on that girl, you know. And that's not unusual for younger boys to get a crush on an older girl and so forth. But he said, I kept hearing testimonies like this. I told God I'd go anywhere He wanted me to go but Africa, and God sent me to Africa. I told God I'd go anywhere He wanted me to go but China, and God sent me to China. And hear a testimony like that. And he said, I began to pray, dear Lord, don't make me marry that girl and go to Hawaii as a missionary, okay? And he said, sure enough, he didn't do either one. Amen. God created us. God made us. And you know, one of the amazing things about missions, I've been to some 70 different countries around the world, but one of the amazing things that I see is God just puts the right person in the right place. Here am I. I'm ready to go anywhere you wanted me to go. By the way, when God called Abraham, he didn't even tell him where he was to go. In Genesis chapter 12, we have these words. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of the country, pardon me, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And notice the statement. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. God simply said, I'm sending you to a place. I'm going to tell you later where it is. When we come to the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it shines a little bit of light on this statement. And Hebrews 11:8 says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, now listen to the word, obeyed, and he went out not knowing where he went. He had no idea where he was going. God simply said, leave your country, and I will show you where to go. And Abraham obeyed. Would to God we all had that kind of faith. Amen. Hear my Lord, I'm willing to go anywhere in the world you want me to go. Let me make a couple of simple statements. I've been contradicted on all these, but people have a right to be wrong if they want to. Okay. I believe from the depth of my heart, the best place in the world for you It's where God desires for you to be. The safest place in the world is where God leads you. Happiness, joy, and peace is not in a geographical location, but in the will of God. Let me say something tonight. If every person sitting here tonight, and you say, oh, but Brother Sisk, I'm too old, or that doesn't make any difference. Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if every one of us would be willing to say, here am I, Lord. I'm willing to go. I'm ready to go wherever you want me to go. Number two, Abraham said, here am I, Lord. I'm willing to go when you want me to go. Abraham knew God. In fact, he was called the friend of God. That'd be a good thing to know, amen. Now, I have a lot of people I call my friend. But wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody knew, hey, that person is a friend of God. And Abraham was called a friend of God. So he knew the voice of God. He had spent time listening to God. He had spent time talking to God. And he knew the voice of God. And therefore, he did not question God. When God said to Abraham, Abraham, I want you to take Isaac, your son, and offer him as a burnt sacrifice on the Mount of Moriah. Abraham did not question God. He did not procrastinate. I meet many, many people. They're going to do something sometime. Someday I'm going to become a better Christian. Someday I'm going to take more time to read the Bible. Someday I'm going to begin to tithe or give to missions. Someday I'm really going to be a soul winner, or many of the other things that we're going to do someday. But the sad thing is, for many times, those someday never come. Procrastination, the thief of time. But Abraham didn't procrastinate. Look at verse 2. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, the next morning. He rose up early in the morning. I have no idea what kind of bed Abraham used. But I guarantee you there was no sleep in that bed that night. He was a very rich man. He might have had one of the most comfortable places in the world to sleep. But can you imagine that night as he lay there and agonized, thinking, Isaac, the one in whom all of the promises dwell, Isaac, I'm supposed to offer him as a burnt offering. And he lay there that night and thought about that. Now, I cannot prove this, but you cannot prove it otherwise. But I doubt very seriously that Abraham told Sarah about this. Okay? You can swallow that, okay? If you don't believe it, just take it to the word and prove it's wrong, okay? And I cannot prove that it's right. But he probably agonized in prayer all by himself. Lord, Isaac, the son that we've waited for all of these years, the promised son. But the Bible says he rose up early in the morning, early the next morning, and got everything prepared to go where God had told him to go. Hear my Lord, I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do when you want me to do it. Number three, hear my Lord, I'm ready to obey even when I do not understand. Now, Abraham had a great faith in God, but I guarantee you he did not understand all of the details. Hebrews 11:17 says this, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. according that God was able, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. In other words, when they came to this place and Abraham looked at Mount Moriah, he did not understand what was going to happen. But notice what he said. Look at verse 5. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Notice, I and the lad will go yonder and worship. I and the lad will come again unto you. And Abraham did not understand all of this. But even though he did not understand it, he obeyed it. You know, so many times we want God to show us everything that's going to happen out in the future before we say, yes, dear Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do anything you want me to do. I love the story of the fishing expedition in Luke chapter 5. Jesus had gotten into the boat of Simon. They had thrust out a little from the land, and Jesus taught the people. And then he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Peter, put down your net. You're going to catch a lot of fish. And notice what Simon Peter said. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. And you know what Peter was saying to the Lord? Lord, I'm a fisherman. We fished at night. That's the best time to fish. We fished this place all night. There was nothing out there. There are no fish out there. And I think what he was really saying is, I don't believe this is going to work. Has God ever spoken to you about something, and the first thought you had was, Lord, I don't think this is going to work. I mean, if you've been called to preach, I'll guarantee you that happened to you. Amen. I never ran from the call to preach. In fact, I always thought it would be a good idea to preach. But I often wondered, if I preach, would anybody listen to me? I heard Dr. Adrian Rogers say one day, a lot of people feel like they've been called to preach. The only problem is God hadn't called anybody to listen to them, okay? So it wasn't a matter of not wanting to preach, but it's a matter of, would anybody listen? Could I really do it? And then God began to deal with my heart about going to Japan, and somebody showed me a Japanese Bible, and I'd never seen a Japanese Bible. And I looked at it, and there was nothing in there that looked like a word. It looked like chickens had been out in a muddy field and walked all over paper, and they put all the papers together. And I looked at that Bible, and I thought, dear Lord, I'm from Kentucky. We have a hard time with English. Here am I don't understand it. Okay, but here am I. I'm ready to go where you want me to go. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. I don't understand it, but I'm willing. Maybe God's speaking to your heart about something tonight, some particular ministry, about what God would have you to give in the faith promise commitment on Sunday morning. And so many times God says to somebody, I want you to do this or that. And the first thought we have is, I don't think that's going to work. And that's what Peter said. Lord, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. And that's all right to have that thought. I don't see how this is going to work. If we will go ahead and say what Peter said after that. Lord, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net. Lord, I don't understand it, but you told me to do it. So I'm going to do it. Here am I. Number four. Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to give whatever you desire for me to give. Here am I. I'm ready to give whatever you want me to give. Abraham was a very rich man. And I'll guarantee you, God could have said, Abraham, I want all of your wealth. And he would have gladly done that rather than give what God asked him for that day. And that was for Abraham. And just think about this for a minute. God didn't want Isaac God wanted Abraham. Here am I, I'm willing to give whatever you want me to give. Sunday morning, every member of Volusia County Baptist Church will be asked to make a commitment to give something every week above your regular tithe and offering for world evangelization. I wonder what kind of commitment you would have if every member would really say, Lord, here am I, I'll pray about it, I'll seek your face, and whatever you want me to give, I'll give it. Now think about it tonight. If you're willing to say, here am I, I'm ready to go wherever you want me to go. Here am I, I'm ready to go when you want me to go. Here am I, I'm ready and willing to do it even though I don't understand it. Here am I, I'm ready to give anything that you want me to give. If you can say those things, then you'll be able to say the next thing that Abraham said, here am I about. Let's read for just a minute, verse 8. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Cannot help but think by this time, maybe Isaac has realized that he is the burnt offering. And the Bible says in verse 9, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an offering there, altar there, and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. By the way, Isaac was a willing sacrifice. He was a young man. Abraham was an old man. And if Isaac had wanted to resist his father, he could have done it. But he willingly offers himself up as a sacrifice. Now think with Abraham for a minute. He's come to the place. Isaac is bound. He's laid on the altar. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. You know what he's saying here? Here am I, Lord. I'm ready to receive your provisions. Here am I. And if I'm willing to say, here am I, I'm willing to go anywhere you want me to go. Here am I, I'm willing to go when you want me to go. Here am I, I'm willing to go even though I don't understand it. Here am I, I'm willing to give anything that you want me to give. And we put ourselves in the place to receive God's provisions. Somebody has well said, God's provision is in God's place at God's time. And listen to the angel. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. If Abraham would have said to God, God, there's a lot of other mountains that's just as good as Moriah. The ram would not have been caught in the thicket in any other mountain. If Abraham said, Lord, I'll go, but maybe a couple of years later down the road, let us enjoy him for a while, then the ram would not have been caught in the thicket. God's provision is in God's place at God's time. Just ask yourself the question tonight, am I there? Am I where God wants me to be? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Do I have a willing heart? Am I available to God? Can you imagine the sadness in the heart of Abraham as he went up Mount Moriah? But can you imagine the joy of Abraham and Isaac, and you can see them embracing one another coming down the mountains? And that's the result of obedience. That's the result of saying, here am I. Here am I. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Here am I, Lord. I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go. I wonder if some young men, some young ladies, some young couples, some middle-aged couples, even some older people, ought not to come to the altar tonight and say, dear Lord, I may not know exactly what you want me to do, but I'm volunteering to you tonight. I wonder if some people that's been procrastinating, putting off something, might need to come and say, dear Lord, I'm tired of procrastinating. I'm tired of putting it off. This is the time. I know what I need to do. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now. And I wonder if some of you that's tried to understand some things, and you ought not to come to the place and say, dear Lord, I may not understand it all, but here I am, dear Lord. I'm making myself available to you. And then we'd say, here am I, Lord. I'm willing to give whatever you want me to give. I'm willing to give. By the way, maybe your grandson, maybe your daughter, your granddaughter, maybe the person nearest to you that would, God would be speaking to them tonight. And should not we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ be willing to give our very best for the cause of Christ? Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Pastor's going to come and pray for us tonight. And I trust you'll be obedient to God, whatever he would have you to do. Just remember the word. Abraham obeyed. He didn't understand a lot of things, but he obeyed. And that would be good for you tonight, Pastor.
With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, let's stand together. I'm going to ask Becky to play. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. Whatever you say, Lord, that'll do. That I'll do. You may know what it is. You may not know what it is. If you know what it is, it's a matter of surrender. If you don't know what it is, it's certainly a matter of faith. But if you know what it is, of course, all of it is of faith. But if you know what God's speaking to you about, then that's just a matter of surrender to him. But if you don't know what it is, this is a presentation of faith. Lord, I will just do whatever you have for me to do. I don't know what it is, Lord, but I'm presenting myself to you. On the very first note of the song, when she plays in just a moment, I want you to come tell the Lord that. Now, you can tell him right there and walk out and forget about it. But it's not as easy to forget about it when you walk right down here to this place. Sit here on the front row or kneel here at the front and say, Lord, this is it. Here am I. I'm just presenting myself to you. Will you present yourself to him?